North Korea's regime says it's resumed activity at its main nuclear complex and warned it will use the weapons on the US if it pursues a hostile policy against North Korea. The statement, put out through North Korea's central news agency, comes a day after Pyongyang suggested it could soon launch a long-range rocket. Sarah Seji has our report.
Statements and threats out of North Korea around its nuclear program are nothing new. But what is the activity at the country's Yongbyon nuclear complex? The reactor was shut in 2007 under a disarmament agreement, but it's been Pyongyang's intention to restart it. North Korea says it's now operating as usual. Dr. Maria Rostrubeli is a nuclear non-proliferation expert from Monash University.
The first question is, are they telling the truth? And then the second question is, should we be concerned? And right now, what we can tell is that there's heat coming from the reactor at the Yongbyon complex. And that could mean that they've turned the reactor on. It could mean that they've switched the heat on. So we're not exactly sure what they're doing. What we need to do to make to ensure that, you know, what they've said is true, that they're actually have turned the reactor on and that they can now produce plutonium again, is to look for other byproducts. So, for example, there'll be steam coming out of the reactor and other types of byproducts that we can look for using satellite imagery.
More concerning for Dr. Rostrubeli is the suggestion from North Korea that a long-range rocket could be launched from there soon.
They already have, it looks like, one satellite they were able to launch in December 2012. The next step in the development of an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, is to be able to have it come, to have good re-entry. So it's one thing to get it up, but it has to be able to come down and you know, stay together. And so that's what's left in terms of them being able to develop an ICBM. The reason this is so critical is North Korea can make all the threats at once about using its nuclear weapons. But until it first miniaturizes a nuclear weapon so that you can put it on the tip of a missile, and secondly, have a missile that will reach the United States, then, you know, a lot of this is bluffing.
Dr. Benjamin Habib is a lecturer in international relations at La Trobe University. He says if the nuclear complex is working at full capacity, North Korea will be able to make more nuclear weapons.
The main nuclear reactor at the Yongbyon site, where the nuclear facilities are located, can produce enough plutonium for about one nuclear weapon a year. And the indications at the moment is that they might be unloading some spent fuel from that reactor, for which they can reprocess into plutonium, which can then be used in a nuclear bomb. So if it's operating at its full capacity regularly, then you can expect the addition of approximately one nuclear weapon to that arsenal on an annual basis.
In a statement circulated by the country's central news agency, the regime also says it will use weapons against the US if the US pursues an aggressive policy towards it. Dr. Rostrubeli says the comments are little more than threats, but the regime could be signalling that it's not interested in negotiating a deal like the one just struck with Iran over its nuclear program.
This is mainly for domestic consumption, and I think also a message to the Chinese, don't expect us to roll over like Iran.
The professor of political science at the University of California, Berkeley, Stephen Weber, says Pyongyang is sending a message, but he's not so sure of what that message is.
Well, I think that all comments from North Korea have to be taken as signaling. The North Koreans are always looking for something. I don't think these kinds of inflammatory actions or comments are made randomly. And I think the real question and the debate is over what is it that they actually are looking for, and what ought we to do about that. In terms of actual risk of some kind of a nuclear attack or something like that, one can never write it off entirely, but I don't think that events like this or announcements like this really change that risk in any meaningful way.
That's Professor Stephen Weber from the University of California, Berkeley, ending Sarah Seji's report.